This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Everybody,
save big money at Menards.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
I do think you still need a productive starter to add if you can add it. I think it's really realistic to say, hey, if the playoffs started today, next week, Matthew Boyd is starting one of those first two games for you.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
But there is something about covering the All-Star game, the All-Star festivities.
It's your favorite thing, right?
It's my least favorite thing. To not be there this year for that, it is something I am not missing.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
Oh, that's right. You just heard his voice on our Menards jingle. They pay us to do that. You know how they pay our radio station. Russ Dorsey. He is the multi-talented man you just heard co-host with Marshall on the show yesterday while I was calling the Sky game because we believe in expanding our talents here at 670 The Score. He's the National Baseball Insider for Yahoo Sports. He's the insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. He is at Russ_Dorsey1 and he joins us in studio. Russ, good to see you. Thanks for helping fill in.
This is the first time I've seen you in like, it feels like a month, Layla.
Yes.
So it's nice to see you face to face. Marshall, I see you more often.
Are you not excited to see me though?
Yeah, not as excited to see you as I'm excited to see Layla.
Well, and yeah, we got this discovery out of the way that Russ and I have the same backpack.
Same backpack. Shout out to Amazon.
With the gold trim.
With the gold trim.
Yeah,
but it's just a backpack, but it looks a little classier than your standard backpack.
It's sharp and it's functional. And I'm not just saying this, but people have asked me like about the umbrella I use a lot of the times, or like things to survive in the city. So I put them together on a list, and it's on my Instagram store if you want to check out my Amazon stuff.
We did a lot yesterday, Layla, and I'm sad you missed it. One of those things, we had Chicago history time with Russ.
I heard.
And Robbie, I got to tell you, the people really enjoyed that.
Oh, it kind of went viral.
It did.
Yeah.
Like, people were texting me all day like, yo, I didn't know this about the city of Chicago.
I'm surprised because that's one of the first things I learned when I moved here, yeah, like in 2015, was that I learned like the three major things that I think were important. Outside of like pizza and places to eat, it was the Eagle Man commercial. Victory Auto Records.
Awesome.
Mayor Daley doing the trade for the parking meters. Like, yeah. I feel like I got indoctrinated under the right people.
Meters and the Skyway, which people don't want you to forget that part either. That one actually came first.
There was a lot of comments about that on that video on Instagram, which has gone over 330,000 people have seen that already.
Hell yeah.
Look at us.
Shout out to Robbie for not knowing the city.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. In. Yeah.
But also,
my ignorance has helped us. Thank you.
It just goes to show you that information that people need to know just needs to be packaged in different ways sometimes.
Yeah, it was just like something I've known for a long time. Robbie, he was not a native, didn't know. Hey, let's tell him on the show.
Yeah, it worked out well. I think there's other things we need to tell Robbie, like, and I think Russ is on board with this, that Josh Giddey doesn't deserve $30 million a year.
Yeah, well, Robbie, I'm not going to lie to you. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you, and I think he's finding out that nobody's willing to pay him that.
Wait, what? No, we're talking about Giddey? Oh, no.
We rarely see it work in
reverse.
He's
worth the max.
We rarely see it work these days in reverse where there's not a market for somebody and they thought they were going to get a lot bigger payday. Like, especially since you're the baseball man, you know how it goes. Like, typically we're talking about some sort of massive salary that somebody is willing to pay.
Right.
You know, Steve Cohen changes the game a bit with the Mets, you know, the Juan Soto deal. But it's rare that we talk about it where you might not get as much as you think. I haven't heard that conversation in a while for anybody.
In baseball, I think what we've gotten to, and you're going to hear a lot about this over the next, call it 12 to 24 months as we approach the end of next season and what many people assume is going to be a lockout, is that it's the, you have the people at the top. So your teams like the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees. That
Giants.
Are willing to go, the Giants that are willing to go to those levels.
Rangers.
Then you have, yes, even the Rangers. Padres, also willing to go to that level. Then you have the teams at the bottom, like the Marlins.
Pirates,
the Chicago White Sox.
Rockies.
The Rockies, the Seattle Mariners. That
Nats.
Are just like,
Nats?
The Nats will pay somebody.
I think the Nats eventually will, because they have a dude named James Wood on their team that is going to get that type of money. We'll just see if the learners are still owning the team by the time he gets to free agency.
And a lot of their problems came from paying Steven Strasburg what they did.
Yeah, that ended up not being great money. But they did offer.
But I'm saying they were willing to do it.
They also paid Max Scherzer, and that was a good contract.
They offered Juan Soto an extension that he declined. And when you look back, rightfully so, $400 million, right? You're not just throwing that out there if you're not willing to pay. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who the Cubs offer $400 million to?
I don't know. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. That's the point.
Nobody.
They haven't had a player to offer $400 million to, right?
Free agency exists.
Okay, but like at that, you got to, we're not, we got to compare apples to apples here, Marshall.
I'm just saying the $400 million extension that you're talking about was not, that's
was
not
for,
like the.
It was for, what is that at the time, a 24-year-old Juan Soto.
And
who ended up making $365 million more than that.
How many, yeah, but I'm saying what the going rate was at that time. We've seen the exponential growth of salaries on the AAV side and on the length of contract side. Mm-hmm. Remember, Bryce Harper's first choice was where?
Oh, he wanted to come here.
And the Cubs, that would have been a great deal looking back now.
Yeah.
And then they weren't willing to pay that. And my point is the price of the brick is only going up. And the Cubs now are going to be faced with a similar type situation at the end of this season with Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
It does sound like a big number. When I thought the same thing when you said $400 million extension, I was like, those are terms I haven't said when we're talking about Chicago teams.
Yeah. At some point. And probably the Cubs sooner than the White Sox, you're going to have to say, hey, we're willing to pay that. You know, I tell people all the time, they're making money hand over fist up there.
Well, they separate how that money's being made. That's the issue. Because they'll tell you.
They'll tell you, we don't make any money. We're barely surviving over here.
It's like that's a different part of what we do. That's the real estate part
you
of what we do.
You ever heard the term cash poor?
Listen.
It means because you've got a lot of other assets.
Oh, look. Nobody told. You know what?
No, don't do it. Or no, do it.
They decided to make themselves the Dodgers of the Midwest, or what they thought would be the Dodgers of the Midwest, and saying, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to have Gallagher Way, and we're going to buy all the shops and buy the rooftops. And at some point, people are going to look around at you and say, hey, it's awfully packed over here.
There's one thing they didn't do when they said we're going to be the Dodgers of the Midwest.
Oh, spend the money?
Well, they didn't say we will defer a contract. Because if they had done that, that changes the math, the calculus, the everything.
Well, and now Bryce Harper, for example, if you look at that, that's not even deferred. He just wanted more years. And, you know, Philly ends up signing him to an extension after that.
I think what is going to happen as we get closer to the CBA expiring, that deferment of money is going to be the first thing that I think. If I had to, and I haven't talked to anybody about this yet.
They try but to get rid of that.
Deferring the money is going to end up being something that they're going to have to cap. Whether it's like, you know, in the NBA, you could stretch money like we just saw with Dame Leonard. You could stretch it over 5 years and that money still hits your books. I don't think you're going to be able to keep doing this 10 and 15 and 20 years out type of thing.
Are no new Bobby Bonilla days?
Yeah.
No, I think the days of Bobby, my man Steve Phillips giving Bobby Bonilla $1 million a year. Still to
in
this
perpetuity.
Day, yeah, is done. So I would imagine that's something that is going to be talked about a lot is like, you can't defer 700, 765. Well, even though the Mets aren't deferring any money, but like Shohei's money really doesn't kick in until 10 or the day he like the deal's done. And then he gets $68 million a year every July 1st for 10 years after that.
That is the voice of Russell Dorsey. He is the national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.